Wir müssen aber verstehen, es sind zwei Welten. Du hast die physische Welt. Hoff mit meine Hände da, hoff mit meinem Kopf da, hoff mit meinem Eten, was ich da, meine Arbeit, was ich da, so weiter. Und ich sehe ganz besorgt mit da. Dann hoff ich mit meinem jährlichen Leben zu tun. Hoff zu tun mit, was in der Luft für jeder. Konnte ich sein, wo er geht, wo er ist. Gott sei Dank, ich konnte nicht sein. Aber das ist da. Da geht was für in der Luft. Und die Leute, die diese Breite hier singen, die reden von dort. There's a battle in the air. I want to talk about that battle. I want to talk about some problems we have with that battle. And I want to get ourselves to understand in a deeper way what it means to be a Christian that is truly alive in God's power and God's might in this battle. If I had to fight this battle on my own, finished. I would be done. I couldn't do it. Wenn ich musste mich selbst tun und das Trich wie Benazi, könnte ich das niemals tun. Ich würde verlieren. Aber preis den Herrn, hei es mit mir. Nicht bloß, dass hei mit mir es, hei lebt in mir. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. One of the phrases that you sang, brothers, was from victory to victory. Praise the Lord. We are in the victory side. So turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll read from verses 10 to 18 if you have your Bibles with you. And if not, that's all right. I'll try to read it. My eyes are not getting better, but I still can read a little bit. Ephesians chapter 6. Before we read, I would like to pray. Let us pray. Vavad na to bed of Harry Glazedo. Himmlische Vora, ich sie dank für diesen Oven, wo du uns gegeben hast. Dass du hier eine Gelegenheit hast, dass wir kennen, dass die kommen, o Herr. Du wohnst dort in hohe, hohe Städte, kragst aus diesen Vers, wo du Jesaja 57, Vers 15, wo den Bruder Tons lesen hat. Du wohnst dort, weit, weit, weit boven. Du wohnst doch hier in dem Hort von demütiger, gebrochener Mensch. Und Herr, dort ist für mich eine große, große Gnade, eine große Geschenk. Lord, it's a wonderful thing that you live in the high and lofty place and you live in the heart of the humble and contrite person. It's incredible, amazing. And Lord, I pray that you would draw near to each one as we read your word and that your word would speak. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight I want to speak about the battle that we're in. For those who have read from the Trich, we have been sent. More of them have read from the Gerade from the Beisefiend. Tomorrow evening, Lord willing, I want to speak on the voice of the devil. The voice of the devil. Tonight, the battle that we're in. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Now, this is Ephesians chapter 6. I'm speaking to Christians. I'm speaking to believers. I'm making assumptions. That is, I'm assuming this is true, what I'm saying to you. I'm speaking to people that know the Bible, right? You read the Bible, right? I'm assuming that you do. Chapter 6 comes after chapter 5, right? Anybody disagree with that? No. You know what it says in chapter 5? It talks about husbands loving your wives. It talks about wives being subject to their husbands. Chapter 6, verse 1 speaks about children obeying your parents. And then it talks in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. What does it mean to be strong in the Lord? How can you be strong? It doesn't say make yourself strong. It says be strong. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 says, my son, be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. What's grace? Grace is a gift. You know this in Yeshenk from Gottchen. Vokonik Stuartzen and did you know Gottes? You know this in Yeshenk. Vokonik Stuartzen and Yeshenk. And Yeshenk is what me Yefwot von Gott. Hai yes me the Gnod. Vokonik Stuartzen and did you know Gottes? How can I be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? It's a gift. How can I be strong in a gift? That's my question to you today.
Sorry.
And you know what it is? I receive a gift. I can have it, and I can put it there and leave it there, not even open it up. I can open it up and look, oh, look at that, how nice. Or I can open it up and say, wow, what a nice gift. I'm going to use this gift. I'm going to use it to its full potential. That's being strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Man wird auch geschenkt kriegen von Gott. Und ich dort brücke da für alles, was ich habe. Der ist seine Kraft. Dann sie ich stört in der Genau Gottes. And that's the exhortation we receive. Be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives you grace. He gives me grace. He gives me grace to resist the devil that he will flee from me. He gives me grace to be strong. He gives me grace to stand. And by God's grace, it is true. That is true. That's wonderful. And then it says, put on the whole armor of God. That's something we have to put on. When do I put it on? The battle in Nehemiah's day, those soldiers in Nehemiah's day, they put on their armor and they never took it off. Except to wash. And then they put it back on again. They always had it on. This armor, what Gott uns gegeben hat, wie du dort antrage und dort blift on. Ich nehme dir nicht auf, ich do dir nicht aufleihe, wenn ich zu Bad gehe, dann ich lute dort an. Ich muss dort immer on haben. Die beiden Feinde, die prüft, wann Amma had come, ne me to come and me dool to bring. Ek brook, what God me heeft af. 24 stunden im dag, ook van die sloepen dan. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. And then it says, this, and this is very important. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And I think this verse is not understood. Vers 12, wie sagt, wir dürfen nicht jen Fleisch und Blut kämpfen, aber jen Geister. Für mich ist von uns, wir verstehen das Vers nicht. We do not understand verse 12. I'll read it again. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, high places. It tells me, this verse tells me, there is ranks of demons in the air. Demons below, demons above, demons above, demons above, devil. Whoo! I get scared when I think of that. Principalities and powers, rulers of darkness. Spiritual wickedness in high places. And they're ranked and they're ranked against the Christians, and they are ranked to make you fail. They are ranked against you to defeat you. They're ranked against you to kill you. That's what that verse says. That's where the real battle is. Doas vaktivura cherech and a loft s. And a loft s. That brings me to my number one problem that we have. Problem number one is this. We do not identify the real enemy in my Christian life. I may look at my wife and say, why does she say this? Why does she say that? I look at my husband and I say, why is he so angry with me? Why is he upset with me? I look at my children or I look at my parents and I say, why are they so old-fashioned? Why are they so backward? Why are they so slow? I look at my students in school and I say, why are they so disobedient? Why are they so disrespectful? I look at my boss with whom I work, under whom I work, and say, why is he so cross with me? Why is he so upset with me? What's going on in that man's life that he has to be so upset with me? Ich check the mean boss in the side, wuram as this man so yay me, wuram. And I verstehe nicht, wo dem wirklich den wirklichen Kampf ist. Das ist nicht hier zwischen mir und dem anderen. Das ist nicht zwischen mir und meinen Kindern. Nicht zwischen mir und meinen Eltern. Nicht zwischen mir und meinem Mann. Nicht zwischen mir und meiner Frau. Das ist in der Luft. Da geht es. And we do not identify the real enemy. We do not understand that the real enemy is the power of darkness. And there's a battle in the air. Praise God. Praise God for the covering of Jesus' blood, for the authority that we have in Jesus' name. But I tell you, there's a battle in the air. Why are you discouraged? Because of the battle in the air. Why do you struggle with sin in your life? Because of the battle in the air. Warum wird es so schwer in deinem Leben, wenn du vielleicht einen kleinen Sinn hast und du einen großen Sinn hast, wenn du einen Kampf in der Luft hast? Das geht doch. Du hast einen Engel, Heiligengel da, und du hast einen böse Engel. Das Kampf da. It's going on. And we need to identify the real enemy in our lives. And when we identify the real enemy in our lives, that's when we experience victory, when we continue to go on in what I want to present this evening. But we need to identify the real enemy. How much better it would be for us in our Christian life if we would understand who the real enemy is, who seeks to destroy me, who seeks to make life miserable for me, who seeks to make life just down for me, who wants to crush me to the dirt. For I don't understand, wo der böse Fiend prauft, jeden Tag, jede Minute, smorgens, up and novens, jeden Tag, eine Nacht, der prauft me dull to Schwele man kann. Aber preis Gott, er kann nicht. Aber du hast einen Krieg in der Luft. There is victory. I just have to keep on telling you. I tell you, there is victory. There is victory. Absolutely. Absolut. Du hast sich durch Jesus sein Blut und seine Allmacht. Du hast sich. But there is a battle in the air. We must understand that. We must not direct our attention against people saying, oh, if I could only have somebody nicer, like this woman. She was a married woman. She had a nice, very dear husband. They were Christians. She had one child. Life was so sweet. And then she got twins. Oh, My, am I. If only. Then she realized how horrible impatient she was. She wrote to another lady and said, if only I didn't have these twins, I could be just a sweet Christian. But now I have these twins and I just lose it and I'm such an impatient. That's exactly who you are. You always were that. It just came out now because you had twins. Yeah. When we are put under stress, when we are put under pressure, under demands, it comes out who we are, and we don't like it. Van dat morgen schwoer wordt en de wordt werkelijk schwoer met mijn verhoudnissen, gemeenschappen met andere mensen, met chingen legt, dan kämpft dat Rutwerk werkelijk zie en hoort. Zie ik werkelijk woer. Es ist da wirklich, wo mein Hort hat, ein Christi, und heute muss auch nicht schmerzt. It comes out. And so, there's a battle in the air. There's a battle in the air. And I press to walk with God and to walk by simple, trusting faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Wirklich mit Gott zu wandeln und glaube mit Jesus zu wandeln. Das ist sicher. Problem number two. Problem number two. How are we doing for time? Oh, great call. Okay, problem number two. We fail to be aware of the tactics or the tricks of the enemy. Wir sind nicht bewusst, so es für Sulle sein, wo der böse Fiend schaufe dat, mit seine kleine Dinge, wo der Brücke dat. Er brückt verschiedene Dinge, die an zu kommen. Christ will reden von dieser Frau, was so eindeutig war, wie mit ihr die Kinder. Es hat Twins gehabt. Zwei kleine Babys. Und dann wir lehnten, Christ kam der bei sich hin und hat proud our daughter schlingen. He comes at us in all kinds of ways. Paul says in one place in 2 Corinthians, we are not ignorant of his devices. And I say, Apostle Paul, I think we are. Many times we're ignorant. We shouldn't be. That's why we need the Word of God. That's why we need the Bible, to read it every day, to be aware of how the devil comes at me, how the demons come at me. They come at me through my feelings. My feelings of anger, my feelings of pity, self-pity, the feelings of pride, he comes at me. Don't realize that those are things that come and they make me weak. And you know what else? This prince of darkness, he uses Christians to fight against me. He uses Christians to fight against other Christians. When Christians go like this at each other, backbiting, talking against each other, or even distracting another Christian from hearing the gospel, the devil uses a Christian to turn somebody else away from the gospel, from the truth of hearing God's word. Es ist sehr wichtig, zu weiter, dass beide Feinde braucht Christen, zum Jehen ohne Christen zu arbeiten, mit dem Müll, mit dem beide Müll, wo sie redet und dem Jehen andere. Oder bloß weiter drehen von dem Wort Gottes zu hören. Dann brückt der Beise für den Christen, jenen ohne Christen zu kämpfen. Du, wenn es so wichtig ist, dass ich wirklich so mit Gott wohne, dass Gott kann durch mich schaffen. Dass ich ganz handige sie zu Gott gebe. Dass ich wirklich ein Leben kann leben, was wohlgefährlich ist, nur Gott. Vor allem. He uses all kinds of tactics, all kinds of tricks. Yes, David, when he was fighting against Goliath stood there with his huge armor on, his coat of mail that weighed but 150 pounds. He had a spear that was about this big, so massive, and then sharp about this long, and it weighed, just the spearhead weighed about 15 pounds. And those soldiers in the Israeli army, they stood there and said, "Whoa, we can never fight against this man. Look at his spear. I mean, if that spear hits any one of us, it's going to blow us to bits. We can never fight against him." Along comes David. Little boy, he simply stands there, picks five little stones out of the brook. He always carried his slingshot with him. He carried from the shepherd's field. He always had it with him. He points at this huge man standing there, looking down at him like he's a piece of dirt. "You come to me with a sword and a spear and a shield. I come to you in the name of Jehovah God. Du chems yen mi meten shviet, meten shilt, meten spich, akom ne dim in nome von Gott, de vota boten himmel wohnere, en fordog wo ak di chrie. Fordog wo ak din kap of schniede. En des grote man de schriech. En daf ik de ni schriee, en stunt de blas. En dan fang am het stit te gaan. Ja. I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. He understood the tactics. He understood that this battle was a battle in the air. He understood what really took place. He said to Goliath, "You have defied the armies of the living God." You don't read that there. If you read what Goliath said. But David knew. This clean David vis crack vein what it hot down. And I stood there, and I had zone liebende verhältnis mit Gott, zone gemeinschaft mit Gott. I had zone ganze vertrouwen op Gott. I wist krag wo dat wird rutkomen. I had geen angst. No fear. How could he do that? It didn't come from himself. It came from his faith in God. His God was a mighty God. His God was an all-powerful God. He served God. He served the mighty God of the universe that knows the name of every single one of those stars that are there. How many stars are there? 100 trillion. He knows the name of every single one of them. He knows more about me than their sand, piece of sand on the seashore. This mighty God he served, and he knew God was going to be with him. Yeah. What a faith he had. Wat een geloof is in David had. En zien God. En dit grote Goliath. David boos. Poef. Voor de wijs aan. Hij had zo'n leven en geloof in God. Wonderful. Problem number 3. We fail to recognize the power, the strength of the enemy. Christians, we have to be careful. Brothers and sisters, we have to be careful. We cannot joke with the enemy. We cannot fool around with the enemy. The devil is very, very strong. We don't understand the power of the enemy. You remember the story in the Old Testament about Elisha? He was sick. He was on his bed, deathbed. He was about to die. In comes the king of Israel. I believe his name was King Jeroboam II, if I'm correct. I'm not totally sure. But anyways, he comes in and he says, Elisha says to Jeroboam, he says, "Take arrows." He grabs a bunch of arrows. He says, "Those arrows stand for the deliverance of the Lord against your fight against the Syrians." He says, "Now take those arrows and hit the ground." And so he takes those arrows and he goes like this. Poof, poof, poof. And then he stops. Why did he stop? I've often thought, why did he stop at the third blow? It says it. You read it. Why did he stop? Because he did not understand the power of the enemy. He did not understand the enemy was strong. And Elisha got angry at him. "Oh, you poor soul. You should have beaten 5 or 6 times. Then you would have defeated the enemy totally. Now you only defeat him 3 times. Only 3 times.
and the enemy will come back. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. That man did not understand the power of the enemy. We must understand the devil is out to get us. I'm not trying to make you afraid, but I want you to make you understand the devil is strong. Don't say the devil is stupid. I mean, be careful. Be careful. He knows his end. But he knows he's already been hit on the head from Jesus dying on the cross. Yes, he knows that. But he's trying to get as many people as he can, totally discouraged, totally ineffective. And he's trying. He's trying very, very hard, especially in these last days. It's very, very important that we as believers are understanding how powerful he is. And we don't have to look very far around us and we see, here another person fell. Here another person fell. Here another person fell. There a person gave up. Wie man zu verstehen, wo mächtig die böse Feind ist. Und er probiert Menschen tot zu bringen. Er probiert Menschen tot zu bringen. Und wir können wirklich nicht wegchecken. Und wir verstehen, da ist ein Mensch, da ist ein Mensch, der geht bloß ab mit Leben. Ha! Das Krack, was der Diebe war. Krack, der Mensch wird abgeben. Wir können nicht abgeben. Wir können nicht. Gott ist viel macht ja. Man muss das verstehen. And that brings me to problem number 4. We fail to appreciate the power that we have. We don't understand enough what we have in Jesus Christ. Uns Problem ist, dass wir verstehen nicht, was wirklich, was wir in Jesus Christus haben. Was uns ist, der Sehnenkraft, der Sehnung, what we have through Jesus Christ. And so, we read that here in Ephesians chapter 6. We read about the armor of God. And it, for most people, they might say there's just 6 pieces, but I think there's 7 pieces of armor. There's the loin girded about with truth. And then there's my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then there's my breastplate of righteousness. And then there's my helmet of salvation. And then there's my sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, by which it quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Not the wicked one, but the wicked. The wicked. And then it says, praying always. And that's a real, real weapon. When you pray, you exert incredible power. When you pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you exert incredible influence against the workers of iniquity. You may not see it right away, but you keep on claiming it. And there's great, great victory. That helmet of salvation. What I mean, I've been kabha. Psalm 140 verse 7, if you want to write that verse down, look it up sometime. It's a very, very precious verse. Psalm 140 verse 7. It's his salvation that covers my head, my mind, my thoughts. How the devil would like to put thoughts into your mind. His salvation is a strength, is my strength. And it covers me. And it covers me against his attacks, against my mind. If he can get one little, it's covered under the blood of Christ. And I'm so thankful for that, for through his salvation. His salvation is my strength. Sein Heil ist meine Kraft, jen Wortekon der jen dem Beisefin stone. Dort he nicht kann Gedanken in meinen Kopf bringen, was arreich sind. He kann nicht Gedanken bringen, was schlecht sind. He kann nicht Gedanken bringen, was arreich sind. He kann das nicht. Wenn ich sie mein Kopf teuerdach mit dem Heil Jesus Christus, durch sein dieret Blut, und ich sehe sieghaftig durch den Blut Jesus. Ich freue mich dafür. Ich sage Dank, Herr Jesus. Immer und noch immer. Und das noch ein Ding. Im Gebet wirklich danke. Den Herrn zu danken für was wir haben durch sein Wort. Durch sein Wort. Und das ist schwierig, was wir haben. Dass den Heiligen Geist, dass das Wort Gottes. Und wir wollen mehr in der Checke von der Rede von dem Beisefeind, was Jesus brücke deed. Hij brengt het woord Gottes. Hij brengt het woord Gottes. En dat is zo zeer, zeer wichtig. Dat we dat woord Gottes in ons hart hebben. Daarom is het zo wichtig dat we tijd nemen voor het woord Gottes. Dat het durch ons ranen dat het woord heeft. Durch ons ranen dat ons woord heeft. En die brengen dat. Ik breng dat besonders. Jeden dag. Dat het woord Gottes durch mijn gedanken ranen dat. Durch mijn hart, met het ganze leven ranen dat. En dat mijn woord heeft. En dat je ziek nemen durch het dierbloed. May the Lord bless you as you continue by the grace of God. Trust Him and believe on Him. And remember, there's another story in the Old Testament. The story of Abijah. He was king for only 3 years. I wonder why. I don't understand. He was a very good king for the most part. One time he took his whole army against Jeroboam the first of the kingdom of Israel. And he said, he spoke loud to the armies of Israel. He said, you have forsaken God. You have followed idols. You bow down to calves, golden calves. That is false. That is wrong. And as he was speaking, Jeroboam and his captains did a very tricky thing. They sent part of the army without Judah seeing it, sent armies behind him. And in front of him, they kept armies there. And all of a sudden, hey! He looked around. There was our army of Israel there. In front of our army. What would they do? What did they do? They cried out to the Lord. They cried out to the Lord. Oh, God! Save us! And just like that, God sent something I don't understand. They gave a shout towards God. And God just put such fear in the hearts of all these people behind him, in front of him. They ran like rabbits. Just because they cried out to God. They cried out to God. Wann wie war dort wirklich wieder down? Wann wie weit in die Kämpfe? Kämpfe bei sie finden jenen uns. Und wir schrien zu Gott. Oh Herr, help me in dieser Stunde. Help me in dieser Minute. Dort ich kann stehen bleiben. Wo gleich ihr? Gott kämpft. Er helpt. Gott ist da für uns. We have a very mouth name. God has door for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? When God for us has, wer kann jen uns sein? China. May God bless you as we, by the grace of God, understand there's a battle in the air. And because we are children of God, we can stand by faith, holding the shield of faith. We quench those fiery darts. We stand upon the word of God. We're more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. May God bless you and keep you. Let us stand to pray.